All right, good evening, everybody. This is the Covenants, Conditions, and Restrictions CC&R Committee on Monday, March 7th, 2022. The time now is 5:37 p.m. Okay, and now, Eric, Andre, do we turn roll call over to chair, or do I do chair and then turn it over to, or do I do roll call and then turn it over to chair?
On these meetings, it's a little less formal, so you could do the roll call, or you could turn it over to the chair to let them manage the entire meeting.
I'm gonna leave that up to you guys. So, yeah, Jim, if I have a preference, what I would like to do, I mean, if you want in the future, is I can call the meeting to order, say the name and date, if that works, and then turn it over to you for roll call, and then we can come back to me and finish the rest through there. Okay. So why don't you do roll call, and then for next meeting, we'll try that cadence and see how it works.
Okay, sounds good. All right, then we're moving on to item of roll call. And today we have, Chair Cantola?
Present.
Okay, Vice Chair Wooten?
Present.
Excuse me, Vice Chair Director Wooten.
Still present.
Committee Member Candace Hill Calvert.
Present.
Okay. Committee Member Israel.
Present.
Okay. Director Aston is currently absent. And then you have myself, the CC&R Director, Jim Mogg, and we also have present our General Manager, Andre Pitchley. Okay, that concludes roll call.
Perfect.
And Chair, you can take over.
Thank you, Jim. You want me to go ahead and read this here, right, just so we have it?
Yep.
Public testimony will be received on each agenda item as is called. Principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by majority vote.
Thank you.
All right. And with that, we are to approval of the agenda. I believe we need a motion and a second.
I had a question. First, we have in the agenda, we have January and February for approval. I'm not sure.
That's for conformed agendas.
For the previous one. So we want to approve this one as is right now, and then we'll move on to, because I don't think we had enough members in the last couple of months. Is that correct, Jim?
The reason why those items are on there is because we need the chair, Kelly, to sign off on the conformed agendas. So what we'll do is, if that is not in our archives yet, our board clerk will be emailing you for a online signature, a signed signature, to get those back and archive them.
Okay.
Because we approved that January agenda last month. Right?
We did a verbal approval, but at the end of it, and we'll see, let me just scroll down to it real quick.
Yeah, the conformed agenda for February would indicate it was approved.
So verbally it's approved. So here's your conformed agenda right here. And you'll see here at the bottom, see these signatures? That's what we have to satisfy. And that's why they're still on there. They have to be signed off. That's all.
Okay. But we don't need to approve the January meeting, our minutes, conformed agenda.
I would still go through the motions just to solidify.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but just to satisfy the record, we can go through it again. So right now we're still on approval of agenda, and our chair is motioned or asked for a motion on approval of agenda.
Is this for the January agenda or the February?
This one's just for March.
This agenda.
Yeah.
I'd make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Ellie, second. Tim or Candace?
Oh,
I'm confused. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So
we approving the conformed agenda
No.
This agenda. This
agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Tim. And discussion. And
okay. All in favor of approved agenda?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you. Next item.
All right. And now we have approval of confirmed agenda. We're going to verbally approve January and February. So I need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve the confirmed agenda for February 7th.
And for January 10th, Ellie?
January 10th, I thought was already, but that's fine. I'll make a motion to approve.
Yeah.
ECNR meeting for January 10th.
And any confusion here would be with our board clerk, and we'll take care of that for you guys. Okay, so we have a motion conformed on the conformed agendas for January 10th and February 7th. Do we have a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
I'd like to discuss it.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim. Discussion.
Item number three, the summation of our discussions, I don't recall them being that he could renew his variant.
We haven't got to item number three yet.
No.
No, but this is in the discussion from last month.
Are you in February?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah. Item three, review expired temporary variants.
Yeah.
We had a very long review on that.
Yes, we discussed it at great length and said, well, the variance is expired.
Yeah. Can we visit that?
Violation.
Okay, can we visit that when we get to it?
Are we approving this right now?
No?
Okay, we go item by item in this agenda. So we're on item number two right now.
Yes.
Item two
is the conformed agenda from January and February. And I'm talking about February's summary, right? Am I just completely wrong?
No. Hey, Andre, can you step in here so we can get going with this?
No, I think we're on the right path. So we're discussion of the conformed agenda, and Tim has a question, Jim, on February's agenda to approve it before he votes on it. We just want to validate that item three on the February 7th, that we've just captured the essence of that correctly.
Yeah, and that's part of my report a little bit later in here to discuss the variance and the action that the committee asked us to take.
Oh, do we have it in March as well?
We have another review of that the direction you gave CCNRs, and I've got that in the report.
Then I would suggest we delay the approval of these minutes until we have that discussion, because it's not the same as I remember it. So I won't vote for approving it.
You can abstain.
I mean, it's either way. I mean,
yeah.
So if we're going to discuss it again, that's fine. I won't delay the meeting anymore.
Okay. So we have, based on a first and second, we have approval of conformed agendas. And moving on, go ahead.
Okay.
Back to you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. All right. We're on open forum. And Jim, you want to check and see if we have any members of the public in Zoom meeting?
Okay, we have our seven panelists, and we do not have any attendees at this time.
And Eric, welcome. I see you dropped in and have your hand up. Good evening.
Good evening. I apologize to the committee for my tardiness. I'm grateful to say this is the first time in 3 years of meetings that I missed the beginning, but I'm sorry it's tonight. I apologize.
No worries, okay. You're fine. And Jim, did we have anyone out there?
We do not have any attendees.
Okay, perfect. All right, with no members of the public in session, we'll move on to department matters. Monthly staff report, Jim.
Okay, so our monthly staff report, I'm gonna go ahead and read through this and then we can take a look at the report log. So we currently, at the end of February, had 39 cases left open. Wow. Two initial cases, one referred to legal, zero pre-legal, seven final notices, 15 courtesy notices. The variants, okay, here's for you, Tim. The variants that has expired, per the direction of the CCNR committee, the committee asked me to forward a letter to the owner, letting him know the results of the review. And the results of that review were the variants had expired in February of 2021. After that expiration, we did do several inspections on the place and found no violations. Therefore, it was determined by the CCNR committee that a variance was no longer needed at this property, and it has already expired in that case anyway. We provided the homeowner with a letter, as requested by the CCNR committee, explaining the review that the committee did, explaining that we did not see any violations at his property since the expiration, and that the CCNR committee determined that a variance was no longer needed at this location. We also let him know that if he wanted to come into this meeting and discuss it, or future meetings, he was welcome to do so. We did not get a response from that letter. So it's, in our opinion, it's been satisfied, and we find that he's been satisfied. Now, that doesn't mean he cannot come back in later. And if he comes back in later, that's up to the committee to determine whether or not to hear him out and make another determination on direction to proceed with that lot. So right now, everything seems to be satisfied. Does that help answer your question, Tim?
Yes. And okay. My point, again, is in the minutes, you state last 6 months means a new variance would not be required, but the owner could attend future committee meetings if he'd like to renew his variance in the future. And my concern is with that word, renew. There is no variance to renew.
No.
And we don't want to give him the impression that there is.
I hear you 100%. And I know I caught that also after the agenda or the conformed agenda was already posted. My notes did not have renew.
So my only suggestion would be to strike the renew and say if he wants a new variance. And then we can decide at that time.
Yeah, and that will be the committee's action to determine whether or not he should go back through the process, not a renewal. And I think we determined that because this original variance was brought forth in 2019 and residents have changed in those addresses, that if he wanted another variance, he would probably have to go through the full motions again.
He would, not probably. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that is the CCNR committee's determination. So if he comes back, I think you've made a good note here. Now, that I think, Kelly, you have Eric here if you want to bounce that off of him.
Yeah, Eric, you had your hand up. Did you have some recommendation here how we tackle that?
Yes. And this is where I again apologize for being tardy, or I wouldn't have to ask the question. Has the committee voted to approve the conformed agendas?
We didn't actually vote.
Okay, so we would probably need to rewind here. Part of the agenda is approval of them. So you can't move forward without either an approval or disapproval or a voting down.
Right.
So the proper procedure here would be we revisit the approval of the conformed agendas from January and February, and a motion can be made for the agenda with that correction that Tim is talking about and that I concur with, because my recollection from that meeting, and I think Jim, you're saying this too,
yeah,
is that it wasn't about a renewal, but we could suggest rewording. The owner could attend future committee meetings if he would like to reapply for a variance in the future. And it's that simple to correct that piece in the conformed agenda. And we could approve it with that amendment. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me. Does it make sense to the committee?
It does to me.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So we have done open forum, Chair, and you've opened and closed that. What I would suggest, just for the sake of all of this properly, is to recognize we need to revisit the approval of the confirmed agenda from January and February. And I'd be happy to make a motion at that point with that correction to then get, if second, if we want to, and then vote.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So then we'll pause. Jim, do you want to finish your staff report and then we'll come back up? Or Eric, is it a good point we should just rewind right now? What do you think? Because we're in the middle of staff reports at the moment.
I'm taking notes right now on the conformed agenda, and I've got notes for number 2, February variance strike renewal. And variance would need to be reapplied for if requested. Does that sound correct?
It does. So let's move the meeting back up to, so we're gonna go through the approval of the conformed agenda for January and February. So we need a motion and a second for that. So Eric, do you want to bring up that motion there?
Sure, be happy to. I'd like to make a motion that we approve conformed agendas for CCNR meetings on January 10th, 2022 and February 7th, 2022 with the change in Department Matters number 3 regarding review expired on temporary variance for 3248 Chasen Drive to read if he would like to reapply for this variance in the future. The change being reapply rather than renew.
Do we have a second? Thank you, Tim. We have a second there. Appreciate it, both of you. Discussion. And I think it sounds like we have that solved now. Everyone good there?
Then just put it out for a roll call vote.
Yep, perfect. All right. Can we have a vote on that, Jim?
Okay. Chair Cantola.
Aye.
Okay, Vice Chair, Director Wooten.
Aye.
Okay. Committee Member Candace Hill Calvert.
Aye.
Okay, and Committee Member Tim Israel.
Aye.
And our last one, Director Aston.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you for going through that.
Hey, and Tim, thank you. Because that, honestly, I was trying to push it through because I thought it's just a matter of a signature, but I got a little education here thanks to you and Eric and Kelly pushing it through. So you did good there, Tim. Thank you very much.
It was a nice catch and an easy correction.
Thank you all. Okay, I'm going to quickly go to open forum real quick, just to validate, Jim. I don't see anyone in the attendee in the Zoom meeting. From the public, can you just double check one more time?
Yep, I don't see anybody there either. We're good to go.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then at this point in time, we'll move back into department matters and item number 3, monthly staff report. Jim, why don't you continue on there?
Okay, so we left off with variance, and I just explained that we did get that letter out. Prior months cleared cases. We had, again, 17 cleared cases this last month. And we had 7 new cases come on board. So again, we're having that assistant on board is helping us kick some tail. We're out there. The community is looking a lot better. I mean, we took another drive to Gabe, the two of us, and it's looking a lot better. And we hope to conclude that or continue on that pace. So let me scroll down now to the case report right here. So this is our pre-legal stuff. 3808 Archwood in the refer to legal. We went by this property today and their due date to have this completed is March 11th. They did start this last weekend. This is to move their fence back to the required 30-foot setback and to get their trailer out of the driveway and tuck it back in their side yard. This has been through legal. We almost reached court before they finally came in with their ARC application to do this work. And upon inspection today, we do see them doing the work before the deadline. So hopefully this one here will change and you'll see that change next month. The variance we already reviewed, this was for the 3248 Chasen Lane. So hopefully, well, we can take this one off. I left it on for your report so that it would trigger the discussion, but we can take that off and it should be gone next month, okay? The rest are our courtesy notices that we are constantly working on. And then we get into final notices, which there are a few of these that are going to be coming back to you guys next month with a request for pre-legal. Pre-legal is just a note from the lawyer asking them to take action. If we don't get that, then we go through you guys again for legal, and from you it goes to the board to take legal action. So right now we're kind of on a little bit of hold. We are working, we may have a legal change. We don't know that until the 16th of the board meeting. But as of right now, I'm doing one-offs with our current attorney. And some of these I'm just gonna have to push through because it's falling behind, okay? Initial notices, we have two.
Jim, is there a cost to that from your perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pre-legal does have a cost. Anytime I'm doing anything with our lawyer, I make sure and get some kind of budget. So I already know that a pre-legal notice is going to cost us between $350 and $500, and that's out of the CC&R budget. Naturally, we don't try to go there. And the biggest thing we try to stay away from is going to court. Okay. And that's why we have our board that oversees that. And they give us direction on whether or not this is a priority to go into court for, or if we just continue trying to work with the homeowner.
Got it, thank you.
Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Have you heard any more about the apartment campaign that began with the-
We'll be getting that, we'll be getting to that. And you're gonna see a beautiful little presentation.
Very fine, thank you, sir.
Okay, Eric?
Yes. I can hold my question till you move through this. It was a piece earlier, if that's better.
It was regarding what?
An early piece in this report, if you just want to finish it up and I can ask.
Okay, I think I'm done here. Go ahead.
So looking, this is me being new to the committee. The first piece on referred to legal at Archwood, just a reminder, you'd said that it was supposed to be completed by the 11th. Remind me what happens after the 11th if they haven't finished, but they have made progress. What's okay. Standard procedure here?
And this we have discussed. I've discussed it with our general manager, and I've also discussed it with legal. And we had determined that if we didn't see any action by the 11th, that we were going to give a 21-day notice, that the last-ditch effort. We're giving you one more chance, 21 days. If it's not done in 21 days, we're not even going to call you again. We're going straight to court. So the inspection today, it really made me, I mean, it's hard to be pleased about something about this, but I was pleased to see some action taking place because naturally we don't want to go to court. If there will be an additional inspection after this work is done, and there are requirements that we stipulated in that ARC committee. So in my opinion, if they didn't satisfy the requirements of that ARC approval, we would then probably back up probably to a final notice of correction to get that corrected. And then we would meet, if we didn't get any action on that, we would probably bring it back to the CC&R committee to determine the next step to proceed.
Okay,
that's what I needed. Thank you.
Does that work? Does that sound reasonable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it was just the recognition that if they have made progress, then, and you know, if it's another day or two before they finish it up, or you're seeing reasonable response,
yeah,
that we respond that way.
Yeah, and you know what? You're absolutely correct, because this one's been going on for over a year, so.
Yeah.
We do have to keep that pressure on to get it concluded.
Correct. Okay, just making sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions regarding the report? No? Okay. I'm going to move back up. And I believe that takes care of this. Now we're on B, architectural review. We didn't have a heavy month in February, but we're having a heavy month in March. So projects reviewed last month were 14 projects. 13 of those projects were reviewed. One project was sent back to the applicant for revisions. And this was a new home construction that did not achieve the setbacks set forth in the CCNRs. Their setbacks that they had on this property were based on county, not the CCNRs. So I talked with them about it. They're making the adjustments and they'll resubmit. Okay. Any questions on architectural review?
Just one question on that one, if I could, that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, part of that responsibility is owner, but part of it would should also be architect, contractor too, if it's a new construction. I'm assuming those CCNR guidelines are something that they have to look into as well.
Yeah, when I sent him the revision request, I also sent him a copy of the CCNRs for review. Okay. Our action is with the homeowners. It's not with the contractor. I don't know if that answers your question.
Some, but that's a different conversation we can have outside. Yeah. Understand that.
Okay. And then the second part of your question, what was that?
It was all wrapped up together, so I think that's fine.
Okay. Doing my best here.
Nope.
All right, back over to chair.
Perfect. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate all those updates. All right, item number four, staff updates. And Jim, we have the neighborhood campaign update, if you want to go ahead and give that.
Okay. So, and I reviewed this with Ellie. We've been taking the stance of doing the neighborhood campaigns. And a good example is in Cameron Park North, number one, there's a street called Los Santos, DeSabla, and Toronto. They're a little corner of Cameron Park North, number one. Mm-hmm. When Tim and I drove through that neighborhood, we found 16 different violations amongst about 25 homes. As opposed to sending out violation notices, we did a blanket letter for the community listing different kinds of violations that they may have on their property and asked them for their help. We have then since gone back through there, and those 16 violations got knocked down to 3.
Okay. Wow.
So we have 3 new cases that were courtesy notices sent out. So that neighborhood campaign worked very well for that portion of the neighborhood. Our second one that we did was Crazy Horse Road. Okay. Crazy Horse is a unique neighborhood, and it's actually called Cambridge Oaks. You have Cambridge Oaks unit number 1, 2, and 3. Number 1 and 2 do allow street parking. Number 3 does not along the same road. So back in number 3, we did get complaints about people parking on the street. Again, as opposed to doing one, we don't know whose cars belong to what resident. So we just did 25 letters out to that whole street and asked people, Here's the quote from your CCNRs about street parking. We're asking for your help to reduce the street parking and no street parking at night. We did get some calls. Some people just confused, thinking it was a violation notice. We explained to them it was not, but we just needed their help. The rest of the calls we got were thank yous. So it's a step.
Yeah, does that include the boats and the trailers and the
No, we haven't got to that yet. Nope, that was a different campaign. So our third campaign that Ellie's asking about, we have down here. And this is the fun one. This one's a really good win for us all. Coming down to it, here we go. Okay.
Oh, the country club, I think.
Okay, this is neighborhood campaign update for, this is for Cameron Park, located at 2690 Country Club Drive. This is Country Club Gardens Apartments. So those of you that have come to the CSD office, you've had to travel down Country Club and go by this place that had boats, trailers, wrecked cars, abandoned vehicles, cars under repair, et cetera. We met with both the property owner via phone, and we met with the property manager out on site. They're working with us to tag all these vehicles and get them removed. This Durango is still there, but it's to be removed. The homeowner or the resident actually gave them approval to tow it off. In this case, these Audis, this Audi is now gone. This Audi still remains. Basically, they had multiple Audis here to basically build one Audi. So that has been removed. Coming down to our boat that we saw here for months and months, the boat is now gone.
Wow. Okay.
The resident contacted us, said he was being harassed by his property manager. And I said, we let them know that it is a violation and it's in their best interest to work with the property owner to have that boat removed, because any penalties they could roll over to that resident. It quickly was removed a week later. This trailer still exists, but you can see that the property manager is putting tags on these things. So this trailer and this trailer still exist. They're to be removed.
Wow.
Okay. And then these wrecked cars that you saw right at the entry for many months, they're gone. This wrecked car is gone, and this abandoned vehicle is gone. And the last item is this vehicle for sale. Now, you'll see a note here at the bottom. Vehicle for sale, not much we can do. This is a traffic issue and could possibly be tagged by CHP for parking too close to the stop sign. It is an operational vehicle. It does have current registration. It comes down to a traffic thing because passenger vehicles are allowed to be parked. However, he is parked very close to this stop sign, and property manager does have the right to call a CHP and come out and have it cited. And our goal is to, if not this week, but next week, to meet up with this property manager again, give her a pat on the back for the work that she's done, because this frontage looks a lot better already. And also to give her a little bit more things to chew on. What we'd like to see is maybe some postings of signs along that frontage that says passenger vehicles only, trailers, boats, all that, not allowed. Has to be an operational passenger vehicle to be parked in that right of way.
Yeah, and Jim, kudos to you and your team on that. I mean, I drive from CSD to Cameron Park every day, Boulevard, on Country Club, back and forth. And I usually gauge my commute there. And, you know, you get on autopilot by when I'm going by all those cars, I'm about halfway getting close to the stop sign. I have to say, coming up to that, I almost forgot where I was. I didn't run the stop sign. I stopped, but it was so clear. I thought I was on the other side of the stop sign where it's clear. So, you know, nice work there. I think that's a big win.
It was good.
For sure.
So it is noticeable.
Absolutely. My psyche noticed it because I was like, I'm not halfway. What's going on? I hit the stop sign. So.
Great. No, that's what we want to hear. I mean, if it's noticed by you, it's noticed by the rest of the community. And that's what we're looking for. So I appreciate that there. And then what we did, so that you, the rest of you committee members, take a look at this. I did streetscapes. My wonderful general manager said, Jim, I want you to go out and get a full streetscape picture of this. And you know what? He was right.
It looks amazing. It really
that was amazing. All loaded up.
It was all cars and trailers and boats.
All cars and trailers 3 weeks ago.
And people walk there and they have to walk around the cars into the road. So it becomes a public safety issue as well.
You had your wrecked car and abandoned vehicle right here.
Yep.
And you had trailers along here. And then you had your boat right here. All of it's gone. We just have a couple little trailers and a Durango to deal with, and that's it.
Gee.
Great work. Okay. Thank you, Jim.
And that concludes that presentation of our neighborhood campaigns. Any other questions?
Is parking always an issue by CHP if there's signs up to say no parking in an area?
It's a good question, and I'll be honest with you, Candace. We do not have a very good CHP presence in Cameron Park.
Okay.
So whenever I get calls about vehicle abatement, when they're parked out in right-of-way or off of a street, mm-hmm. I do encourage residents to contact vehicle abatement up at the El Dorado County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And on that vehicle abatement page, they can even download a photo of the vehicle they're talking about. It's a complaint form much like ours for the CC&R committee. So
there's a large area across right where the country club is across the street from some apartments.
Yeah.
Yes. And it says no parking, and they park there. Now they're dumping furniture. Now there's commercial water trucks parked there for long periods of time. It's like, it's an eyesore.
And we drove by that today, and Tim and I talked about it. Okay. Now, the reason why the country club puts up those no parking signs is because of the golf balls off the driving range.
That's what I thought.
So by having that posted, if the golf ball goes through someone's windshield and they come over and complain, the golf course can easily say, it's posted no parking, it's on you.
Okay.
You know, and honestly, to remove those kind of vehicles, it's on country club property. So we have to go to the country club and ask them to take action.
Okay.
The water truck. The water truck's been there.
Apartments on Country Club. That must be it. What you're talking about, Jim?
Well, we're right now. Candace is bringing something up at the golf course, and that's across from
Knollwood Apartments. Is it Knollwood?
It's Camelot, I think.
That's it.
Yeah. Most of the vehicles that park there are passenger vehicles. So mm-hmm. not a lot of action we can take because, again, it's a traffic thing. And as far as the water truck is concerned, I can make a visit over to Cameron Park Country Club and ask them if they can take any action on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Jim, do you have a kind of a list of your hotspots that you're keeping an eye on? I guess what I'm interested in is maybe getting your top five areas. So I, you know, whatever, go out and ride my bike around town and could ride through there and just see what's going on. Is that a possibility?
As far as hotspots are concerned, we do know where certain troublesome neighborhoods are.
Mm-hmm.
And we are putting those on our neighborhood campaign list because.
Could I get the campaign list?
Yeah, because we're talking about the hot spots being neighborhoods that they have a violation at every other house.
Sure.
And
I just like to go see it.
Okay. You want to go look at a hot spot?
Just the neighborhoods. And like I said, I'll hop on my bike and get some exercise and check it out.
I'll give you one to go and take a look at. Why don't you go out to a place called Royal Park Court?
Oh, hello.
I saw that one on the aerial. Worms.
Yeah,
you haven't seen that yet?
I saw it on aerial. I saw it through Google Earth.
Yeah, you can see it on Google Maps and you can even drive by, and it's actually kind of a tourist attraction.
It's unbelievable.
That's to say the least.
And the general manager and I met with this about this just last week. We've already gone to court on this, and he is in breach of the settlement. Turnbu, our supervisor, wants that cleaned up too. Okay. We're not getting the support from county that we need at this point. So when we get our new sheriff on board, me and the general manager, we're going to work to set up a meeting with our new sheriff, Turnbu, the fire department, and El Dorado County Code Enforcement Agency. And we're going to see what we can do collectively to take action on this property.
I would really like to see that.
I would too, Ellie. This is 30 years in progress.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. If you could send me your project list, I'd like to request that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. And that includes that concludes staff updates number 4 on my side.
Great. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate those updates. Okay.
It's really very excellent, Jim.
Excellent.
Great progress.
Thank you.
Item number five, we have items for future CCNR committee agenda. So this will be a good point for us to, if we want to add anything to next month's agenda.
Well, maybe something will happen in Royal Park by then.
Yeah, Jim, maybe a quick item. I mean, if we don't have a full agenda next month, which it's not looking like it, maybe we can do a quick Royal Park overview just to get some of the newer members up to speed on that.
Okay. Overview.
It's more than we can tackle at the end of this call.
Yeah, and honestly, it's I agree with you. We'll go ahead and educate the committee on what's been done, what the current status is. And
just an item under staff update. There's nothing for us to solve here.
No,
just
not at this point.
As a group. But I'd like to just make sure everyone has a good overview of it.
Okay.
Is there a possibility that people can see the rear yard of that property?
Yeah, what I'll do, Ellie, is in that overview that Kelly is requesting, I will make sure that I have a Google overhead view. And I will also have those items that has been done in the past for us to kind of just see what we've done in the past, see what the current state is, and that'll include photos for you.
Perfect. Thank you. Andre, did you have something? We got you muted still.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Chair. I probably don't need to say this, but I'm going to bring it up just that, would ask that, committee members be cautious that they're not, doing staff work. Jim and Tim are the ones that are going to be going out and doing all the work. While you are certainly within there's no reason why you can't go out and look at these things, but, that's what Jim relies on the community members to report violations. And he'll have to take him and Tim will have to go out and they'll have to actually go through the entire neighborhood and look at it. So if you come back reporting a bunch of new things, you're going to increase Jim's workload. And if there's something egregious, that I get, but this is not a, committee members aren't supposed to be performing staff work. And I just wanted to mention that. And Jim, if I'm off the mark there, let me know. But that's what I recall, that you guys are more of a sounding board for the CCNR office.
And thank you very much, Andre. And I understand what he's asking for here. There's no problem with a committee member filing a complaint online and sending it in. That's part of our job, and we'll review it. What Andre is kind of alluding to or remarking to is, if you took it past notifying us a violation, if you tell us how to handle that violation, that's more along the lines of staff work. But to give us a notice and say, we've got a problem out here, can you check it out? That's fully within your right as a community member. Okay?
Yes, I have no interest in taking on any enforcement.
Hey, you don't want this job.
Got it. Point taken, Andre. I appreciate that.
And sure. Eric has a hand raised.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I know for myself, it's helpful to understand what you're working with and to just drive by so I can get a visual of what it is that you're dealing with, and without any intention of doing anything about it, but it gives me a better understanding. What you see and how you approach that, and it gives me more discerning eyes for that very thing to report anything that I see. So in that sense, it's helpful.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's definitely what he was alluding to.
Okay. I believe so too. Yeah. All right. I see heads nodding there. Okay. All right. We have items for the agenda complete. We have a new item for staff updates for next month from Jim. So let's move on to item number six, items to take to the board of directors. And Andre or Jim, anything there that we need to do for this month?
Nope. Not for this month. I do not see anything that needs to go to the board of directors.
Perfect. Okay. All right. That moves us on to matters to and from committee members and staff. So this is a great place. If there's anything top of mind you want to talk about, or something from the committee, or anything the staff would like to bring to the committee members. And feel free to raise your hand if there's anything.
A good example is if you have any absences in the future that you know about, this is a good time to let us know.
What do you mean absences of what?
If you're going to miss a meeting like on a Monday, just so we know, I think is what he's asking for, Ellie. I'm around. Yeah. Sorry, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick comment in that sense. I really appreciate the report today and seeing the visual change that's happening from your good work. I'll add to that, Nextdoor is one of the community apps where a lot of these conversations happen about what's going on. Recently saw one from the Concerned Citizens of Cameron Park, so just celebrating that they had done some cleanup and these bags and community members chiming in, great job, thank you. You might already be doing it and I haven't seen it, but it would be worth adding the CCNR conversation to at least that forum. It seems to be one of the places where people engage that discussion. So to even just say, thank you too, or whatever's appropriate in a public forum, but to recognize the work that has happened, how community members and property owners are working with us and complying, and you can see the visual difference. So just to report that out as a thank you to community, that gives the community a chance to respond in the same way. And I think you find a little support generated there too.
I think, sorry, Jim. I think that was something Nextdoor is one of the things that I brought to the committee, I think when I first joined. And there was a bit of a bottleneck of social media. And do we have a position that's doing that at this point in time, Jim, or what's kind of the status on that?
Yeah, our social media account is usually managed by our Parks and Rec department. This is something that I'm sure me and Andre will discuss further, because Andre likes a show and tell, and he's pushed us to the direction of doing this, showing you the pictures of the country club gardens, much better than just a written report. Mm-hmm. And I think he might agree with you, Eric, that maybe we do something on Nextdoor that says, thank you to Country Club Gardens for working with the CCNR staff to clean up the frontage of Country Club Drive. And as something simple as that, is what you're talking about, right, Eric?
Yeah, and I would suggest that not to add, again, we're trying not to add to staff work here.
Right.
That might be a separate Nextdoor account so people don't get these things confused, particularly because as an office, you exist separately, even though I know there's office overlap and some other things. But that way, if people want to respond and chime in, they do it separately from Parks and Rec.
I gotcha. Okay. And Andre, I'm sure we can discuss this week, huh? Okay. That's good input. All right. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Okay. The other thing I'll note from my perspective, we did talk that Jim and I were talking initially, and there's a possibility that we move from Zoom to on-premise meetings for next month. It's not set in stone yet, so please keep your eyes and ears open for the invitation on that next meeting. Jim, is that fair enough?
Yeah, I think so, because if I'm not mistaken, on the 16th, they'll be reviewing that again.
Got it. Okay. And that moves us to adjournment. It is 6:25 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
And I'm going to take us off recording. Thank you, committee, for attending, if you were there. I do not see any attendees, but we appreciate it.
Jim, before you take us off recording, you want to officially close the meeting? Or did you and I missed it?
No, I have not closed it yet.
Okay, so you want to do a motion for adjournment just to tie it up. And I think you're muted there, Kelly.
I'm muted. Yeah, okay. I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting. How about that?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, adjournment, 6:25. Thank you, everybody. Cameron Park, you stay special.